Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Yellowhammer State today, sweet home Alabama. Specifically, the 3rd District. This is Auburn University. This is the Anniston Army Depot. And this is the home of one of the most powerful men in the entire United States government. We are profiling Republican Mike Rogers.
Mike Rogers is a titan. In a Congress where a lot of people just want to be famous, Mike Rogers wants to build tanks. He is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. That means he holds the pen for the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. It is nearly $1 trillion of spending. Every soldier's paycheck, every fighter jet, every nuclear submarine, it all goes through Mike Rogers' desk. He is basically the CEO of the military-industrial complex.
And he fits the part perfectly. He isn't flashy. He's from Calhoun County. He talks like an old-school Southern power broker. But Leah, we have to address the elephant in the room, or rather, the lunge in the room. When people hear the name Mike Rogers, they usually think of one specific video clip from January 6th, 2023.
The lunge. It was the middle of the night. Kevin McCarthy was losing vote after vote. First Speaker, Mike Rogers, was furious. He felt that Matt Gaetz and the Freedom Caucus were holding the country hostage and endangering the defense budget. So on live national television, Rogers walked down the aisle, confronted Gaetz, and literally lunged at him. Another congressman, Richard Hudson, had to grab Rogers by the face and physically drag him backward. It was the most intense moment of raw anger I think I've ever seen on the House floor. It showed you exactly who Mike Rogers is. He does not have patience for games.
He really doesn't. He views himself as the adult in the room. And honestly, he has the resume to back it up. Did you know he is practically the father of the Space Force?
This is a great story. Long before Donald Trump was talking about Space Force at rallies, Mike Rogers was in committee hearings yelling at the Air Force. He argued that the Air Force cared more about fighter jets than satellites, and that China was going to crush us in space if we didn't specialize. The Pentagon hated him for it. They fought him tooth and nail. But Rogers won. He wrote the legislation that created the Space Force. He considers it his legacy. Every time you see a Guardian in uniform, that's Mike Rogers. Work.
And he brings that same intensity to his district. ALO3 is a military district.
It is the Pit Crew District. The Anniston Army Depot is there. It's this massive facility where they take old, broken tanks and rebuild them into brand new killing machines. Rogers protects that depot like a junkyard dog. If the Pentagon tries to cut funding for tank repair, Rogers puts it right back in the budget. He understands that in East Alabama, patriotism and the economy are the exact same thing.
He also represents Auburn.
War Eagle. It adds a whole other layer to his district. You have the blue-collar defense workers in Anniston and the academic football-crazed culture in Auburn. It's a very specific slice of the South. And Rogers navigates it well. He's rarely in danger of losing an election because he delivers the goods. He brings home the bacon, or in this case, the tanks.
He is a traditional hawk in a party that is becoming more isolationist. He wants to fund Ukraine. He wants to confront China. He often clashes with the MAGA wing on foreign policy. But because he controls the military budget, they kind of have to listen to him.
He carries a big stick.
And sometimes he lunges with it.
That is Mike Rogers.
That is our profile for Alabama's 3rd. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.